The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. How great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, here to bless and to magnify your great and your holy name. For you are a great God. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the adoration. For the songwriter says, you're the name above all names. Your word tells us that your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run just into your name, and we can find safety in your name. Lord, I thank you for the power of your name. I thank you for the power of your love. I thank you for the power of your might, God. I thank you for being such an awesome and a mighty God, a God who sits high and a God who looks low, a God who hears our cries and hears our pleas and comes to our rescue, Lord, and always comes right on time. I thank you for being a faithful God and a merciful God and allowing your mercies, oh God, to endure through all generations. Generation after generation has been able to experience the goodness of your mercy and the goodness of your grace, Lord. And I'm thankful, God, today that even in the midst of my generation, Lord, your mercy still endures through all generations. God, I thank you, oh God, that your mercies are new every single morning, God, because you are a faithfully great God, a God who never sleeps, a God who never slumbers, a God who knows everything, a God who knows our evening from our beginning. Oh, God, the word tells us that you are Alpha and you are Omega, that you are the beginning and you are the end, that you are the first and that you are the last, God. So you're everything that we need and more. It was you, oh, God, who spoke nothing into something or something out of nothing. And I'm thankful, God, that you didn't just, oh, God, put your lips on me and, God, and declare me through your words, but you took time to shape me. You took time to form me. You took time to breathe the breath of life into me, Lord, and you showed me, God, that I was somebody special in your eyes, oh God, that you would take time out to shape me and form me in your image. You are a great God, and God, you continue to remain the same as you were yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so, Lord, as I rise this morning and we begin to offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, Lord, we just want to let you know that we love you, oh God, and that you are the only one that means the most thing in the world to us, Lord, that you are the greatest thing in this world, Lord, even better than sliced bread, God. You are the very air that we breathe. Lord, you are the reason that we move and have our being, and you are the one that is the reason why we have light and life more abundantly. Lord, I want to say thank you, oh God, this morning for a brand new day that you have made, a day, God, that you have made for favor. A day that you have made for victory. A day that you have made, God, so that we can behold the beauty of our God and inquire in your temple. Thank you, oh God, that your mercies are new every single morning, that your love, it never fails, and your love, it never runs out on us, God, that your love, oh God, endureth through all generations, God, that your love is overwhelming, God. I want to say thank you, oh God, that your love is all-consuming, God. I want to say thank you, God, because your love is not a respecter of persons, but you love everything that you have created, Lord. I want to say thank you, oh God, this morning. Oh God, as we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, we've entered into your gates of thanksgiving. We've come into your courts with praise, God, and we're thankful unto you, Lord, and we are here to bless your name, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and because you have made us to see another day, Lord, because you have made us to see yet another morning, because you have made us to see yet another opportunity to bow ourselves before you, Lord, we're going to give you what you're deserving of. We're going to give you what you are honored of. Oh, God, we're going to give you, oh, God, what you are worthy of, and you are worthy of the glory, God. Hallelujah. We magnify you today. You are worthy of the praise, oh, God, for you are a mighty God. Angels bow down before you. Heaven and earth adore you, God. You are a mighty God. You are worthy of the honor, oh God, because God, you sit high, God, and you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are God Almighty. You are a wonderful Savior. You are a mighty Counselor. You are the Prince of Peace. You are everything, God. And Lord, I rise this morning to tell you thank you, God, because you've allowed me to enter into your place of worship, to come into the house of praise, oh God, to
soul, because the God of my salvation, of at the very air that I breathe, has met me here in the house of the Lord. And I am grateful, God, today that you are mindful of me. Oh, God, that you thought of me and that you know what's best for me and that you have plans for my life. Oh, God, I'm not just here just wandering. I'm not just here, God, scuttling along. But, Lord, you know the steps that I should take. You know the way that I should go. God, you know the purpose and the plans that you have for my life. And so, Lord, as we begin this morning off in prayer, Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to seek you while you may yet be found. Before we get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the day, oh, God, before we get caught up, oh, God, and, oh, God, in our emails, Lord, because I looked at my email before I came here, and there was just so much foolishness in the email that I was just doing. Leading after deleting, God. But I'm thankful, oh Lord, today, oh God, that I was reminded in the scripture that I did capture, Lord, oh God, that you are a spirit, Lord, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, and you give us your spirit, oh God, to anoint us to pray. We don't have to pray out of our flesh. That all we have to do is open up our mouths and allow your spirit to lead us and to guide us, Lord. I'm thankful, oh God, today, that God, when I don't even know what to say, oh God, your spirit, your mighty Holy Spirit, the Comforter, oh God, you allow him, Lord, to paraclete. You allow him to take our moaning and to take our groanings, Lord, and you receive them, Lord, and he makes clear what we are, what's going on in our lives, Lord. I thank you, oh God, today, oh God, that you have given us a gift, oh God, that helps us to walk right, that helps us to talk right, that helps us to live right, God. And so, Lord, as I rise this morning, Lord, we surrender to your will, God. We say yes to your will even now, God. We say yes to your way, Lord. We say yes, we shall obey, Lord, because you know the way that we should go, and you know the pathways that we should take, Lord, and you know what we should be praying about. We shouldn't be worried about our financial issues, Lord, because you said that you are the God that provides all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. Lord, that means that whatever it is that we need, Lord, we need lights to live in our homes, Lord. We need electricity and heating and air conditioning. God, those are some of the things that we need. Yes, Lord, I understand that not everybody has those needs, but our needs are different, Lord. And so, Lord, I want to say thank you for being a provider of the needs, oh God, so we don't have to fret, oh God, about financial issues, Lord, because you are a way maker, God. Your name is a strong tower, Lord, and it's so strong that we can run into your name, Lord. So, God, no matter where we find ourselves at, Lord, you're willing to be our strength. You're willing to be our renewal. God, you're willing to be our life, Lord. You're willing to be everything that we need. So, Lord, when we go into a battle, Lord, somebody is coming against us like a flood, we can hold on to your word, Lord, because your word tells us that you will lift up a standard against them. Oh, God, that was not for us to lift up the standard, but you will lift up the standard, because the battle don't belong to us. It belongs to you, Lord. Sickness in our body, Lord, it belongs to you, God. Lack in our bank accounts, Lord, it belongs to you, Lord. Our children are not acting right, Lord, it belongs to you, God. Things are not going right in the ministry, Lord, it belongs to you. We got trouble between pastors, oh Lord, it belongs to you, God. Oh God, help us to understand, Lord, that it all belongs to you. Not just the glory, not just the honor, not just to pray, but my life, oh God, it belongs to you. My children, oh Lord, it belongs to you, God. My wife, oh God, she belongs to you, Lord. Everything that we have, Lord, it belongs to you. And if it belongs to you, God, you're going to take care of what belongs to you. Because you are a good God. You are a wonderful master, oh Lord, and you don't mistreat your people. God, you don't misuse and abuse your children. God, you don't neglect your people. But Lord, since the beginning of time, when we've obeyed your word and followed according to your precepts, Lord, God, you made ways out of no way. God, you conquered nation after nation. Egypt was one of the greatest nations, or was the greatest nation in the world. But Lord, you had them bow down to your great, wonderful power, and you put all of their fake gods under your feet, Lord. And your children who were in captivity were able to leave as a great nation, Lord, with the riches and the wealth of Egypt. And no longer was Egypt considered to be a great nation, Lord. You took down Syria, oh God. You took down nation after nation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that your people, Lord, would be a great nation. We don't have to worry, because the battle don't belong to us. The battle belongs to you. As we take time to pray this morning, Lord, those battles that we've been trying to fight with our own power and with our own might, we leave them in your hands right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I heard of an issue with the IRS with Missionary Howard, Lord. The battle don't belong to her, Lord. And we put that battle into your hands, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mother McCarroll has been dealing with some unknown sicknesses, Lord. The battle doesn't belong to her. We put her into your hands, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We bind sickness on every hand, oh God. We declare healing on every hand right now. We declare strength and power and might, Lord, on every hand in the name of Jesus. Sister Monique, oh God, has been battling with ailment after ailment, Lord. But I declare right now that you were wounded for her transgressions, Lord. You were bruised for her iniquities, and the chastisement of her peace was upon you, and by your stripes she is healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Healed in her mind right now, God. Healed in her body, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare healing in our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everyone that's attached to us, if there's any sick among us, Lord, I plead the blood, God, because the blood still works yet today. The blood, it has never lost its power. So cover us in the blood, oh God, for the sick that are among us, oh God. Wash us and cleanse us in the blood, oh God. Create in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and wash us in the blood and make every transgression, oh God, wash it away, God. Wake, oh God, make every ailment, oh God, wash it away, oh God, and make us clean and make us holy. Make us acceptable, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak the words of the power, and I speak the words of life on behalf of every listener that's under the sound of my voice and every member of this ministry at Praise Center, Lord. I speak the words of life. We shall live and not die. Does not matter what it looks like. When God's time comes, then God will let us know that it's our time. But it is not our time yet. And so I pray that we would be able to keep our eyes and our hearts and our souls, our ways focused in on you. For you are the way, Jesus said. You are the truth, and you are the life. Everything that we need, we can find it in you. We can cast all of our cares upon you. And Lord, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But thanks be to God, you deliver us out of them all. Help us to understand the power that you've given us in your word. And we can declare those powerful words in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, you told us to train up our children in the way that they should go. So when they grow older, they won't depart, Lord. That doesn't mean that they won't, oh God, go astray. That doesn't mean that they'll lose course, Lord. But that word that we've hidden in there, that we placed into their hearts, Lord, they'll remember those words, even in the midst of their disobedience and even in the midst of their rebellion, Lord. If we have done what you told us to do, and that is to train up our children in the way that they should go, Lord, then we've done what your word has urged us and charged us to do. In the name of Jesus, take away the worry. Take away the fret, Lord. Take away the fear that we might have, Lord, or that we do have, Lord. God, I know many of them, oh God. Oh God, if some of our children are not in the places that they need to be in, Lord, but we place them in your hands, Lord. Our worrying can't do nothing about it, Lord. Our fretting can't do nothing about it, Lord. But we can cast all of our cares upon you, Lord. All of those things that are weighing us down. We can cast them over to you, Lord, because you care. All of those things that are causing us to be distracted, Lord, we can cast them over to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And when we cast, oh God, we cast it far away from us so we won't pick up the frustration. We won't pick up the anger, God. We won't pick up the fear, and we won't pick up the concern, Lord. And we plead the blood over their lives right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would cover them, oh God, that you would protect them from themselves, oh God, because you are a God that protects us even when we don't know that we need to be protected, God. You are that rock that we can lean upon. You are that rock that shelters us, God. You are everything, oh God, a place of safety, oh God, for your people. That's what you are. That's who you are. And Lord, that's who you've been, and that's who you will always be. A faithful God. A God of your word. That you're not like man, that you don't lie. You won't lie. But I thank you, God. And I thank you, God, because that's just who you are. Because of who you are, Lord, I can give you the glory, I can give you the honor, and I can give you the praise that you are so deserving of. Thank you, God, for another chance to come before your presence in prayer. Thank you for another opportunity that we as a collective body can come together in corporate worship and corporate prayer. Lord, I was reminded the other day that if we can come to the house of the Lord with anticipation, that our worship invites your presence into our midst, God. You love for two or three to be gathered in your name. Because when we gather in your name, you promised according to your word that you would be in the midst, oh God. Give us the understanding. Oh God, give us the mindset, Lord, to understand the importance of our gathering together. It's not just to come here and to clap our hands. It's not just to come here to say that I came and the pastor needs to know that I'm at church. It's not just because, Lord, that we're just coming here for the fishes and the loaves, Lord. But we come here, oh God, and with anticipation that your spirit is going to be here, because you come and you will inhabit the praises of your people. Help us to understand, Lord, that when we seek you together, I mean, when we seek you in praise, God, as a collective body, Lord, it releases the power of your spirit in our service. Oh God, when praises go up, the blessing comes down, and when we gather ourselves together with one accord and with one mind, God, we're inviting your spirit, oh God, to fall afresh in our service, oh God, and empower us and fill us up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us a hunger, Lord. Give us a thirst, oh God, that when we come together in this house, oh God, we come, oh God, with anticipation that you're going to meet us. And when you come to meet us, Lord, you're not going to allow us to leave the same. So every single time we come into the house of the Lord, we should come in with the expectation, oh God, that the God of my salvation is going to come in and breathe life into me. Oh God, that the God of my salvation is going to come and make the crooked way straight. That the God of my salvation is going to come in, oh God, and renew my strength and put on a brand new refreshing and breathe life into your people. Lord, that's my anticipation. That's my understanding, Lord. That's my desire, God. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, God, that you would make us a church that will go after you hard every single time that we enter into the house of the Lord, that we'll come in chasing after you. Oh, God, understanding that nothing else will do. We'll come in and we'll clap our hands. We'll come in and we'll open our mouths. We'll come in and sing for joy. We'll come in, oh, God, and give you the glory. Oh, God, we'll come in and give you the honor, God, that we'll come in here, oh God, with the anticipation and expectation, oh God, of you meeting us here. That's why you call us Praise Center, oh God, because we are a church and a body and ministry that comes in and allows you to shift the atmosphere. We allow you to rest in this place. Help us to fulfill, God, our namesake, God, and help us to fulfill our purpose, Lord, in the name of Jesus for this ministry, to empower believers and to change lives. We only can do that, Lord, by allowing your spirit to take control and have full reign in our ministries and in our lives. Because what we do here when we come to church has to be predicated about on what we do when we are at home. If praise is not on our lips at home, it's hard for praise to be on our lips when we come to church. If taking time to pray with you at home is not on our agenda, it's hard to come into the church and take time to pray. Lord, fill us up right now, right where we are at, Lord, that what we want to do in ministry here, Lord, we're willing to do it in our homes, Lord. If we need to be able to win souls in the community, Lord, we need to start first with winning souls at home, Lord. Help us to understand that we must practice what we preach, oh God, and that practice does make perfect, Lord. That as we take time, as we walk along our day-to-day journeys, Lord, that if we'll worship you in spirit and in truth, then when we enter into the house of the Lord, there'll be a praise on the inside that we won't be able to keep to ourselves. And when we line up or when we lock up or when we link up with another like-minded believer who has that praise on his lips all day long, God, then we can't help but to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise that you're so worthy of. Oh, God, stir up in us the more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that a well of living water, oh God, that cannot be turned off, oh God, will spring up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spring up, oh well, down in my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me life that more abundantly, God. Spring up, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, right where we are at, God, in the name of Jesus, and send the anointing, God. Send the refreshing, God. Send the renewal that we need, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, come to more and have your way. Oh, God, we are your vessels. We are your people, God, and we belong to you. Have your way in us, God, in the name of Jesus, that your will might be done, God. Have your way in us, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so that your way might be done. Have your way, oh God, in us, Lord Jesus. Oh God, so that your will might be done. Oh God, because we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to you. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All the world needs to see how great is our God. His name is above all names. He's worthy of our praise. And because he's worthy, my heart can't help but to sing how great is our God. That's our song of declaration this morning. That's our song of adoration this morning. Because you are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. You are an awesome wonder. And you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be adored. And so we yield to you. Yield to your will. Not our wills, Lord, but let thine will be done. I'm thankful, God, this morning that your ways are far above my ways and that your thoughts are far above my thoughts. And you know the pathways that I should take. So I surrender to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I understand that my life is in your hands. And I also understand that the devil can't allow me, the devil can't do anything to me unless you give him permission, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I know who is in control of this world, and I know who is in control of my life. And I'm thankful, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the affliction, the suffering of this present time, it cannot be compared to the riches, the glory that you have in store for your people. Oh God, every trial and every test and every tribulation that you allow the enemy to throw our way is just a stepping stone or stepping stool or step stool to take us higher in you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, yes, I'm ready to go higher because there are some trials and some tribulations that are going on in my life, Lord, and I know they're only here to make me stronger. God, you won't allow anything to come upon me, oh God, that will overwhelm me. You know just how much I can bear. And so whatever it is that I may be going through in my life right now, Lord, you already know what I can handle, and you already know how much I can bear. And so, Lord, if you allow me to come to it, I have no doubt, Lord, that you're going to allow me to go through it. And I'm not going to go through the or come out the situation the same way I went in, God. In the name of Jesus, Job got double for his trouble, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm looking to go higher, God, today. Higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm looking to grow stronger in you, oh God. Grow stronger in the name of Jesus. I'm looking for a greater anointing, oh God. A greater anointing in the name of Jesus. That's what you have for me, God, today. You have greater for me today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about next week, God. But you have greater for me today. Where you need me to go higher, oh God, today. I need you to make my feet like hind feet, oh God, and take me higher and higher and higher in you, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus, I want to go higher, Lord. So in spite of the things that the enemy tries to throw my way, I speak into my life that I'm going higher, that I'm not going to allow anything to separate me from the favor and the love of God that you have for me. I'm not going to allow anything to cause me not to get the prizes, the high calling, the victory, oh God, that comes in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to allow the enemy, oh God, to come in and to steal, to kill, and to destroy things that you have for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. What you have for me, Lord, today, I want it today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, what you have for me today, Lord, I'm pressing forward towards it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, what you have for me, Lord, I'm reaching out to grab it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you know my ending from my beginning, Lord, and if I yield to your will and I yield to your way, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so I belong to you. And since I belong to you, Lord, I'm allowing you to order these footsteps so that I won't fall into a trap, that I won't be overtaken by a snare, that I won't be overwhelmed by life and life circumstances. Because, Lord, this morning I declare that my life is in your hands. I'm grateful that my God is mighty. I'm grateful that my God is awesome. I'm grateful that my God can handle every and anything that comes my way. And I'm grateful today that my God knows what's best for me. Lord, I don't always know. I can't even say that, Lord, I don't know what's best for me. But you know what's best for me. But I do know one thing. I know that your ways and your thoughts for me are the best things that could have ever happened to me. I know that your love for me, God, oh, God, it never ends, Lord, and you always will do what's best for me in the mighty name of Jesus. I know, God, that you are my God and that you are my salvation, oh, God, and I don't have to fear no evil. Those are the things that I know, but I don't know what is in store for me in my future. But I know that greater is ahead. And I know as long as my life is in your hands, Lord, I'll fulfill, I'll accomplish, I'll overtake everything that you allow to come my way. Thank you for the victory, God. Victory belongs to you. And as long as I belong to you, Lord, the victory is mine. Reassure us, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything is going to be all right. Give us the boldness. Give us the audacity, oh God, to encourage ourselves, Lord, in spite of what may be going on around us and in spite of the naysayers that may be hovering around us, talking madness and talking mess, Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. We can't encourage ourselves in our own things. We can't encourage ourselves in our own actions, but we can encourage ourselves by the promises that you've kept. Oh, God, and the promises, oh, God, that you've given us in our lives. Lord, each and every single morning, God, you blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. 44 years of my life, Lord, you have blessed me to rise and see a brand new day, God. Thank you for that consistency, Lord. Even when I was not in your will and I was not being obedient to you, Lord, you still had mercy upon me, God. Thank you that your mercy endured, oh, God, through all generations, Lord. Thank you, oh, God, that my steps have been ordered, oh, God, that you have put puzzles and pieces together, Lord. And as I've gone through my life, you begin to put the puzzle together to show me the plans that you had for my life. Lord, I want to say thank you, oh God, because when I look back over my life and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days, so I don't have no time to complain. Thank you, God, that you've been faithful, oh God, that you've been consistent, Lord, that you've been the same since the beginning of time. And so because of who you are, Lord, I can give you the glory and the honor and the praise that you're so worthy of. And I can stand here this morning, boldly declare that my God is awesome, that my God is mighty, that my God is like none other. And because I can make that declaration, oh God, the enemy is put on notice that I belong to God. And no weapon that he tries to form against me will prosper, because my God has already said it. My God has already told me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My God has told me that. So I'm going to walk in that word. Lord, my Bible, my God has told me, Lord, that I'm more than an overcomer, that I'm just not common, Lord, but I'm somebody special, that I am a royal priesthood. I am a chosen generation. I am a peculiar people, God. I'm someone that God has called out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's who God has declared in my life, declared that I am. And so, Lord, I'm declaring that in my life in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells me, and the Lord has told me, that I am the salt of the earth, that I'm here to preserve, that I'm in here to be an agent of change, that I'm somebody special. And I thank you, God, for the power of your word. Hide your word in our hearts, not only that we might not sin against thee, but that we may have the necessary tools to stand against the wiles of the devil. Your word is what we need. Your word is what we need. But equip us, Lord, as we go through this day. Equip us, Lord, with the full armor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to put it on, the breastplate, Lord. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, put on that belt, oh, God, that keeps us and girds us, oh, God, that girds us up, Lord. Equip us, oh, God, help us to hold on to the sword of the Spirit, Lord, your word, oh, God. We need to be fully equipped with your whole armor, oh, God, that we may be able to go into this life and to this battle that we call life. Come no more and have your way, God. Have your way in our hearts. Have your way in our minds and have your way in our souls, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. I want to be like Mother Rivers, that you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And so I have it here, Lord, because I want to make sure I get all of your honor out. Gird us up with truth, O Lord, because your truth will help us to stand. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, Lord. Help us to live holy and acceptable, God. That's the least that we can do, is to give you our best. Cover us with your peace, oh God, and help us to walk in peace and not walk in confusion. Oh God, give us the shield of faith. That's the one I've forgotten, and that's one of the most important things, the important weapons that we need to have, one of the most important armors that we need to have. Oh God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And without faith, it's impossible to please you, oh God. So help us to hold on to the shield of faith, knowing that the enemy is going to be throwing darts of sin, darts of distraction, and darts of wickedness our way. But we will hold up that shield of faith and declare that I belong to God, and I'm not going to allow you to cause me to be distracted. I'm not going to allow you to cause me to be fearful. I'm not going to allow you to hinder me today. And then at the end of all of those weapons, after all of those armors, tools, he urged us to pray. And that's what we do here at Praise Center. We're a praying church because we understand that men are to always pray and not faint. And so we thank you for this time and opportunity that we've been able to gather together in corporate worship and corporate prayer to seek your face. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen him and that you would keep him, that you'll continue to renew him, refresh him day by day, that as he grows older and, oh God, and becomes more wiser in you, that his latter days will be greater than his former days. Lord, I pray that you would give me the strength and the wisdom to undergird him, to uphold him, God, to minister to him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as Joshua ministered to Moses. And as Elisha ministered to Elijah, and then, Lord, as I undergird him and as I minister to him, God, that you will give me a double portion of his anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your word declares it, Lord. And I want to be at the right point at the right time, oh, God, to undergird and keep up my leader, God, and to breathe life into him in the name of Jesus. I pray for his family, Mother Thomas. All his boys and his grandchildren and his daughter-in-laws. I pray, Lord, for his ministries, New Community and St. Stephen's, Lord. I pray for the jurisdiction, God, every superintendent, Lord, every pastor, Lord. Oh, God, every member, God. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, and all of the women, Lord. I pray for her healing. Lord, she's battling with gout, Lord. My mother was battling with gout, Lord, but I speak healing over both of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over that injury, Lord. We have a specific prayer request, Lord. And so we're asking for a specific healing, a specific attack to be removed or to be taken away. So, Lord, I plead the blood over the issues that they're having in their feet with gout, Lord. And I declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the women. Lord, I pray for Mother Hawkins, Lord. She just popped up in my head. Pray you strengthen our district missionary and that you would keep her in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for all the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor, oh God, Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, God, Pastor William Cornett, God. I pray for every single pastor in the Great Northern District. Lord, I pray for my brethren in the gospel in the area. God, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Herschel Chenault, oh God, Pastor Sam Metcalf, Lord. I pray for the men of God that we will be able to have the tools and the things that we need, God, to take our cities by storm in the name of Jesus and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere we go. You tell us that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Send us the laborers that we need to be able to obtain the harvest that is still out there for us waiting to get them. God, do it for your glory and do it for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for the members of Praise Center and then those that are aligned with us, oh God, and partner with us remotely and locally, Lord. I pray right now for Lady Yolinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Star. I pray for Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lathondra Miller, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call on the name of Sister Monique, Lord, and Brother Herbert Lee, God, save in the mighty name of Jesus and bring them back to the fold, Lord. I pray, oh God, for those that hang around us, Lord, Sister Angelique, Lord, and Sister Danetta, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that you would equip us with the vision that we need to be able to empower believers and to change lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that everything that we do here as in ministry, Lord, we'll do it for your glory, and we do it with that purpose in mind, to empower believers and to change lives. Bless our pantry, Lord. Bless our computer lab, Lord. Bless the services that we're rendering here during the daytime, God, with maybe you're working at the church, Lord. I thank you for all that you are doing for this great and wonderful ministry that you've allowed me to shepherd over. I thank you for the opportunity. And I thank you for trusting me. And, Lord, I pray that you would enlarge our territories right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. Oh, God, I speak, oh, God, favor. I speak, oh, God, a greater anointing over everyone of that is attached to this ministry. I pray for Sister Lisa Law, oh, God, Brother Carl Christopher, God, Brother Larry Brown, Lord, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, those that partner with us externally, Lord. I thank you for their support. I thank you for their prayers. And I thank you, oh God, that you have placed us in their minds and in their heart. And I thank you for this day. For as I stand, oh God, to go further in this day, I can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made.
I'm going to rejoice because my God has made this day. And since you made this day, I know that I have the victory. I know that my life is in your hands so that you won't lead me astray. I don't have to go to the ways that seem right, Lord, but I can go the way of holiness because without a shadow of doubt, Lord, today, I know that holiness is still right. So help me to stand for holiness today. Help me to let my light shine that men might see my good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise. I pray your blessings for everyone that's attached to us. Breakthrough. I speak it right now before I end this prayer. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts what good things you have in store for your people, Lord. But I speak breakthrough, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the things that the canker worms have taken away, oh God, that they will be returned back to us in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, because you know the thoughts that you think towards us, and so I speak breakthrough upon us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether we find ourselves in a valley, Lord, I speak breakthrough and I speak life right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we may be on those high places, Lord, but right where we're at, Lord, I speak breakthrough and I speak favor and I speak life unto everyone that's under the sound of my voice and everyone that is attached to this ministry. I declare the words of breakthrough into their lives. So help us to walk in our breakthrough. Help us to walk in our season. Help us to walk in your favor, Lord, today. Order our footsteps. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. Lead us all the day long. And we'll be careful, God, to give you all the glory and all the honor. We'll give it all over to you. The glory, the honor, and the praise is in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.